Welcome to Leadership Agenda with Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje. Leadership Agenda is designed to inspire and equip you with the tools to grow fast as a leader and empower you to grow and go further in every area of your life. Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje, an entrepreneur, leadership coach, and the head pastor of Gift of Hope Christian Center at Kumasi City Mall, the founder and leader of Leadership Agenda. In this exciting series, Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje draws the life-changing principles from the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are principles that are foundational for your personal success and development. So, stay tuned as Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje takes us on a journey of discovery and transformation. Let's dive into today's message.
It's not true. It's you that has to be better.
Yeah.
And then it changes the whole thing. Bible says that in the days of adversity, if you faint, it's your strength that is small. It's not the adversity. So it means that you have to improve yourself. So in the business world and in the leadership arena, there are obstacles, there are challenges. But if you want to navigate through and also become successful with it, there are eight navigators, eight things that you ought to do or you have to inculcate in the minds of your staff, your leaders, your board, everyone you work with. And I'm picking this from the scripture.
Okay.
Yeah. Philippians chapter 2 from 5 to 11. It said, in your, anytime I read the scripture, I see a lot of things in it.
Philippians 2.
5 to 11. Philippians 2, 5 to 11. I've been meditating on it for a long time and I always see something new. It says that in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he had made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in a human likeness and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself. In actual fact, I want to dwell on the humble, the humility part. By becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of Father. So I listed eight things, of which we've spoken about some already in some of the previous discussions. Number one, navigator is service. You position yourself to satisfy a need. Number two is sacrifice. Without sacrifice, nothing can be achieved. Bible said, without a shedding of blood, there won't be a remission of sin. If you want total remission, there should be a sacrifice. Number three is humility. Number four is obedience. Number five is great power and a great control. Number six is putting others above you. Number seven is faithfulness. Number eight is commitment. And so the humility part, you know, there's a way God wants us to think and act. The word, Bible said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So the word there is logos. That's a Greek word for logic. It means how to think and act. That's why, so we have the mind of Christ. Bible said the spiritual man judges all things. And so God has a way he wants us to think. As a leader, a Christian leader, as a Christian businessman, as an entrepreneur, there's a way you have to think. And you look at Revelation 5:6, it says something interesting. It's a scripture. When I was in the university, I saw this scripture. It changed my perspective of how I should behave and think. Revelation 5:6, he said, then I saw a lamb looking as if he had been slain. I saw a lamb
looking as if
it has been slain. So a lamb represents something that is very an animal that is very vulnerable, and all that calm. And he said he saw that lamb as if it has been slain. So obviously he's talking about Jesus Christ dying for us. But the figure of speech, the way the representation is printing, that then I saw a lamb looking as if he has been slain, standing at the center of a throne, which means that this lamb is supposed to be a king.
Yeah.
But he says that, you see there, it looks like it's opposite, a king, a lamb that has been slain. So the vulnerability of somebody who is in the throne, he says, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. And so that represents how, no matter how high you go, you should have the mindset of humility. That is a picture of humility. And so that changed the way so if you're a Christian and you're a leader, the way you should look at yourself is how Jesus is painting the picture to us. He said, a lamb that has been slain in the middle of the throne. You see, and so, you know, there are, the Bible gives three things that causes all problems on this earth.
Three. Wow.
First
John. To know.
And then he gave the solution to all of it. So 1 John 2:16-17. 1 John 2:16-17. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, one.
Lust of the
flesh.
All right.
The lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And he say, it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. And so, God wants us to act and think according to the will of God. But in the world, whatever people are doing, what is causing the problems, the wars and everything, is these three things. He said, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. In fact, when Eve sinned, it were the same, they were the same things that tempted Eve. The Bible said, when he saw the fruit, Eve didn't eat it because, or didn't take the fruit because of what the devil said. I mean, the devil said so many things, but Eve looked at the fruit and said, the Bible said, because it was desirable for food, desirable for wisdom, and pleasing to the eye. So that's why he took it. She took it and gave some to the husband who was with him, with her. And so, the same trick, everything that we see, the problems we're going through, if you go through any financial difficulty, you go through any struggle, these are the three things you should check first. You have to query them. and then you rule them out.
And thank God the Bible has given us solutions.
Yes, it gives us solutions to it, interestingly. So the Word of God provides the foundation for what we should build our lives on. And what, or in other words, He's giving us a foundation, how we should lead, build business, live our lives.
Yeah.
And He's saying that, and what we should avoid. He also tells us what we should avoid. So you see, the Bible said that we should lay aside sin and wait that easily ensnares us, so we can run the race with endurance. So it's not everything that is sin. Some of them are weight. They are not going to let you run faster.
Yeah.
They are not going to let you achieve. Yeah. Like the seed sower, he said there was a ground that where the seed fell among thorns. He said the thorns, the seed is a word, the thorns, he said the cares of life, the pleasures of life, the worries of life, bios. That word life, there is bios. Natural life, biology. That's where we get the word biology. Natural things that happen in our lives. So it's the same thing. So the Bible gives us a perspective how we should live our life, what we shouldn't dwell on, things we should avoid. And said, don't bet your life on the things of this world, because he said it's, they are passing, they are not designed to last. So don't bet your whole life on how many houses I have, how many cars that I have. You know, some of the buildings we see today, in 100 years time they won't be there.
there are so many of it that were built. I mean, we can't even, there's no record of it that it existed.
Yeah, designs, new designs will come.
Look archaic.
Exactly. So the kingdom of God is very important. And said, instead, build and pattern your life on the word of God, His will, which is permanent and enduring. And so, when we look at the Amplified of the same book, he said, 1 John 2:16-17, he said, for all that is in the world, the lust and sensual craving of the flesh, and the lust and longing of the eye, and the boastful pride of life, pretentious confidence in one's resources or in the stability of earthly things, he said, these These do not come from the Father, but are from the world. The world is passing away, and with it is lust, the shameful pursuit and ungodly longing. But the one who does the will of God and carries out his purpose lives forever. So somebody will be saying, so are you saying we shouldn't have a car? No, that's not what the Bible is saying. But I was then, as I go on, you see how it applied. Okay, so how do we solve the lust of the flesh? So the lust of the flesh, Galatians 5:16, that's a solution. That is the solution. The last of the place, the Bible said in Galatians 5, 6, he said, walk in the spirit so you will gratify the desire of the flesh. Walk in the spirit.
So you don't gratify you don't the desire.
Gratify the desire of the spirit. That's when you look at the, what do you call it? The workings of the flesh. He mentioned a lot of things, the lasciviousness, he mentioned all those kind of things. And each of them can cause a lust in you. So like a word like something like lasciviousness, it means that anything that arouses your sexual desire. So if you watch things that elicit that, oh, by all means, you gratify it. So if you don't want to gratify it, then do things that will not let you catch. He's giving you the solution. As a Christian, walk in the spirit. How do we walk in the spirit? Read your Bible every day, do your quiet time, listen to Bible. Paul said that spiritual songs, hymns. So there are things that will, that time I was asking somebody that if you listen to something like hip hop, I'm not Christian with hip hop, I mean, if you listen to, I don't want to mention
I play Christian hip hop here.
I mean,
the content of it.
Maybe those kind of lads. But how do you feel? And she said, the person said that he feels like, I mean, the Bible is on Psalm 131 or Psalm 135 or so. He says that those that made a man like them, so are those who believe in them. You begin to act like the song you are listening.
And Pastor, you know the interesting thing, these songs, as you mentioned, I can say most of them, they say that they are gratifying money,
yes,
women, and sex.
Exactly.
And that's all.
Yeah. You begin to develop the desire for it.
Yeah.
And you are receiving even faith for it.
Yeah.
Because faith comes by hearing the word. It's a principle. So the more you are, it's growing the desire. You are making an emotional deposit. So you are listening and you are having this deposit. One day you respond to it. And so he said, work in the spirit so you won't gratify. If you listen to the gospel songs, you read them, you see that you get more faith.
Yeah.
You get the desire to do what is right.
Yeah.
And so no matter how deep you are in something, the way to come out is to work in the spirit. In Galatians 5:25, it said that as we live in the spirit, let also keep in step with the Holy Spirit. It's a daily thing that you ought to do. And number two, how to deal with lust of the eye. Lust of the eye, the solution is Hebrews 11:1-3. I mean, the whole Hebrews 11. He says the solution is walk by faith,
not by sight.
Yes. Because I'm saying people have car, and you think that what you see, and that's when you read Hebrews 1:2-3, he said, the verse 1 said, faith comes by, he said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. The verse 2 says that by it the elders obtain good report. Verse 3 says that by faith we believe that the whole worlds were framed by the word of God. So that things that are seen are not made from things that do appear. So what is implying is that your life should not be made from things. If you want to be a kid, your life should be made from things that you see.
Exactly.
It should be made, because that's what, when the devil asked Jesus, it told Jesus that you turn the stone to bread. He said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. It's a man that's not live by bread alone, but by every word. That word is rhema. Bible says faith comes by hearing from the word of God. That word of God is also not logos, it's rhema. And so our life depends on what God tells us to do, not what we see. You see, sometimes I think you don't have money in your bank account, but God will give you a word and you will break through. Anybody who has become successful in the scripture on God's word.
Thank you for staying with us on the Leadership Agenda broadcast. If you are in Kumasi, we warmly invite you to join us this Sunday at 8 a.m. at the Live Event Center, Kumasi City Mall. Don't forget to connect with us on all social media platforms. Follow Gifts of Hope Christian Center and Emmanuel Obuadze for more inspiring content and updates on all our upcoming conferences and programs. For more information, feel free to call us at 0203-100-600, 0203-100-600. Thank you for tuning in. God richly bless you, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.